Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This is the first Sunday of the month. Happy New Year to you. And this is our monthly prayer episode. If you want to record your prayer requests for next month's episode, which will be the first Sunday of February, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record your requests, and I will pray for you on the air. We are going to read today from Isaiah chapter 6 in the New Living Translation. This is what it says. It was in the year King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Attending him were mighty seraphim, each having six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. They were calling out to each other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies. The whole earth is filled with his glory." Their voices shook the temple to its foundations, and the entire building was filled with smoke. Then I said, "It's all over. I'm doomed, for I am a sinful man. I have filthy lips, and I live among people with filthy lips. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord of heaven's armies." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. He touched my lips with it and said, "See, this coal has touched your lips. Now your guilt is removed and your sins are forgiven." Then I heard the Lord asking, "Whom shall I send as a messenger to this people? Who will go for us?" I said, "Here I am, send me." And he said, "Yes, go and say to this people, listen carefully, but do not understand. Watch closely, but learn nothing. Harden the hearts of these people. Plug their ears and shut their eyes. That way they will not see with their eyes, nor hear with their ears, nor understand with their hearts, and turn to me for healing." Then I said, "Lord, how long will this go on?" And he replied, "Until their towns are empty, their houses are deserted, and the whole country is a wasteland. Until the Lord has sent everyone away, and the entire land of Israel lies deserted. If even a tenth, a remnant, survive, it will be invaded again and burned. But as a terebinth or oak tree leaves a stump when it is cut down, so Israel's stump will be a holy seed." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I thank you for this passage, that even when things are devastating, and boy, as we look back on the past year, we see so much devastation and pain. Even so, Lord, there is a holy seed. There will be a remnant. There, even if we've been cut down to a stump, there is still work that you will do in our lives and in our hearts. And so, Lord, as I begin this prayer episode, I just pray that you would help me to be keenly aware of your intersection in our lives, that you are the one who is holy, 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 and yet you have decided to make your home with us, to tabernacle among us, and I'm so grateful for that. And so, Lord, thank you for this opportunity to pray. I praise you and thank you for everything you've done, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I'm going to start adding the prayers, the prayer requests, and I will be praying after each one, so keep tuned. Stay tuned.
My husband died this year, and it will be my first holiday season alone. Please pray that God will give me strength to carry through and do for others and not think only of myself.
Lord Jesus, I'm so grateful for this beautiful saint. And I actually did pray for her prior to this time, praying in January for the holidays. So I pray for her, Lord. I pray, especially as the year turns and we're in a new year, that you would give her the strength that she needs, that you are her husband. But that doesn't negate the loss that she's experienced. And so I pray that you would grieve alongside, that you would hold her. And when she's alone and lonely, I pray she would reach for you. And I just thank you for her heart and her desire to serve others as she has been walking through this just such a difficult time. So bless her for that. And I do pray that you would give her joy as she does serve others, because there is something really beautiful to be said about reaching out even when we're in pain. I also lift up those listening today who've lost a loved one in the past year or two, and how hard that is. I just pray you stick like glue to them, Lord. Help them to know you see them and that you grieve alongside. And Lord, I pray for provision for those who have lost someone, because sometimes that can come with an economic hardship as well. So I entrust this beautiful woman to you, and I entrust those who are grieving today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pray that my mother gets better and that we will always have a place to rest our heads, and that she comes to the realization that she is sick and that she needs help, and I do too, and work on my patience for her. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray for this daughter and her mom. I pray for health and provision and a place to call home. And Lord, I can feel the heaviness in her voice. And so I just definitely pray that you would lift the burden that she's carrying. And Lord, for all of those who are caring for an aging parent, I pray, Father, you be in the midst of that. And I pray for those who are aging, that there would be a learnedness of surrender, of what it means to surrender and ask for help, and the humbleness that comes with that. Lord, that's not easy, of course, but I pray for that nonetheless. And I just pray, I praise you for this lady's desire to be healed and to walk in truth and life with her mom. I pray for a really great relationship this year, and that you would provide not only financially, but just physically for them as they walk this earth. And Lord, thank you for her heart. What a blessing she is to this world.
Yes. Hi, my name is Angie Mendez, and I am in San Antonio, Texas. I am requesting prayer. I feel so lonely and helpless, and I feel a lot of sadness at this time. I'm just deal with anxiety and fear, and I just don't know why. I just want to cry so bad, and I just want to know that with all this pandemic, everything will be fine. My family will be fine. We will be good. Want things to be back to normal. Please, dear Lord, I need you. I ask that you come and touch me, show me that everything will be fine. Read this anxiety from me. Take this away. My heart is beating so fast, I can't seem to just take control. Just pray for me, dear God. Rid me of all this. Amen.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Angie's honesty and for her outcry of help and for her heart, her tender heart. And Lord, I do pray for her in San Antonio. I pray that where she is and the worries that she has and the stress of the pandemic and the anxiety that has perplexed her, Lord, you would just lift it now. In Jesus' name, I pray for breakthrough in 2021 as she battles anxiety. And Lord, I don't know the answer to the problem. I'm just a human here. But Lord, if there are some other ways for her to get some help, shed light on that for her, whether that means counseling or medication or having someone just be with her and praying for her. There's lots of different ways that you choose to heal people. So I pray for that. I pray you would send friends into her life who will bear her burdens. I pray that you would bear her burdens so she knows deep down that you can be trusted, that she doesn't have to bear the weight of the world upon her shoulders. Lord, I don't pray that to negate the very real fear and the heart racing and all of those things that happen with anxiety, because I know that those are real. And so, Lord, you are with us. And because of what you've done on the cross and the resurrection, we now have access to the Holy Spirit 100% of the time. And so I love that one of the names of the Holy Spirit is Comforter. So I pray that the Holy Spirit within Angie today would comfort her heart. And for those also who are listening that have this exact same battle, there's many of us out here. I pray, Father, that 2021 would be a year where we can take deep breaths and let out the pain and the worry and the fear that we have and that you would meet us in those places. And Lord, I can't know if things are going to be back to quote unquote normal. I don't even know what that means. I wish that it did, but I don't know. I don't know the future, but I do know that you're trustworthy. And I pray that you would intercede in our lives where we are struggling and having a hard time trusting you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, my name is Carrie. And my prayer request is, I live by myself and I'm disabled and, I'm really having a hard time with this COVID situation and being cut off, from the world. And, I'm with myself 24 hours a day and I just am, the one blessing is I'm drawing closer to God. Which most days it's fine, but some days I just feel, lonely. So I just need prayers, to keep persevering and to the loneliness and, that God would, use this time for his glory. Thank you.
Lord, I'm so humbled and grateful for just how real everyone's been this month, and I'm so thankful that people are willing to just say, this is how I feel. And this is really the heart of prayer. The heart of prayer is being honest with God. And so thank you for Carrie. Thank you for her honesty. Thank you that she is reaching out to you. Thank you that this last year she's drawn closer to you. And I do pray for perseverance. I do pray for her loneliness. I do pray you would provide some sort of companionship, which it's just not the same when we're not in person with people. And I just have a heart for those who are living alone during this pandemic. It's just a hard thing, and I don't know how to fix it. But Lord, you know how to encourage the faint-hearted. You know how to give strength to the weary. You know how to walk alongside those who are broken. And so I pray this for Carrie right now, that you would help her to know you are walking with her and that you will be with her, that you will never leave her, you will never forsake her, that you will be with. Lord, we do need to look back in December of Emmanuel, God with us. So thank you so much that you came to earth and you lived the life we couldn't live in order to give us access to you 24/7. And so we thank you for that. But Lord, sometimes we just need people. We need people. We need your body of Christ. And Lord, that's something that you value as well. And so Lord, I pray for a lifting of this pandemic. I pray for a healing of our nation and our world. I pray that we could get back to seeing each other face to face, because it's just so beautiful. So Lord, I pray that for Carrie. I pray that for all of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
I may be facing an operation in this time of the pandemic. I pray that I'm not, but if I am, I pray that God will help me get through it and will be beside me every second. And may I live to see and praise the Word of God again.
Lord Jesus, what a scary thing to have to experience an operation in the midst of all this mess and the fear that comes with that. And Lord, thank you for her desire to see you and to praise you, that her desire is to live. And that is a good desire. Lord, it is okay. And I'm grateful that it is normal to fear death and to see death as an enemy. We shouldn't just flippantly not worry about death, but that it's actually an enemy of the human race. And so the fact that we do fear it doesn't negate the fact that you are with us, and it doesn't negate the fact that there's going to be great glory on the other side. But still, we should desire to live in order to praise you. Paul says to live is gain, and to live is Christ and to die is gain, excuse me. And so this dear listener, her heart is to live is to follow you and to worship you. And to, when she has this life, she has more time to praise you. And so I pray that you would spare her life. I pray if she does go under the knife and the fear that comes with that, you would just give her peace, Lord. Great, great peace. I also lift up the other listeners out there praying today who are facing the exact same thing, that they're facing a surgery that they didn't know that they'd have to have, or maybe they did know and they're afraid. Lord, you are that great comforter. Speak life and shalom and peace into all those worries and fears. And medical worries are so hard. So just be with us all, those who are facing this kind of trial and tribulation. Thank you that you will be with us in the midst of it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Please pray for me. My name is Janice Harper from Nashville, North Carolina. I'm going through a very intense trial right now. I'm going through a divorce and we're trying to settle, and my ex is making it so hard. And with this virus, I haven't seen my grandkids, and I just pray that God will just lift me up and bring me some miracles and victory into my life. And I want to thank you for praying for me.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Janice. Thank you for her honesty. Thank you that she so desires to have your presence in the midst of something really, really devastating. I just pray for her as she's walking through this divorce that you would carry her, that she would see that you are her husband, that you are the one who sees, that you hear, that you notice, you take notice of her suffering, and you suffer alongside her. Whenever there's injustice, Lord, you suffer alongside us, and we can have that fellowship that comes from knowing we're completing your sufferings here on earth. And that's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to welcome trials. It's not an easy thing to have them cause us to grow. But I sense that in Janice, that she has a desire to grow even through the pain. Lord, I pray that you would help her see, that you would open up doors for her to see her grandchildren. How hard that must be, Lord. And so please just lift her head right now. Give her hope. Help her to know that she is not forgotten. And please be her companion during this divorce journey. And I lift up those who are out there in my listening audience who also are going through the devastation of divorce and just the anxiety and the pain and the fear of the future and worries of provision and fighting and all the things that happen often after a divorce. And so, Lord, would you just be with them? Would you comfort them as they mourn? Would you help them to know that it's okay to grieve and that this is a very real grief? And Lord, I know that when I don't grieve, I stuff things and it doesn't go well for me. So I just pray that you give all of us the bravery to grieve in the moment and to experience you in the pain, to lament well so that we can move through this grief and move toward the next thing that you have for us. Help us to forgive those who have wronged us. Help Janice to forgive those who have hurt her. And I pray you would protect her heart and guard her from any sort of bitterness that she may have. Just set her free, Lord. Set her free so that she could fly and soar like with those wings of eagles, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, this is Carrie. And my prayer request is, I'm just very depressed this holiday, being by myself and not being with my sisters that I'm estranged from, and my mom, because of the COVID. She's in a nursing home, and I have a lack of friends as well because I had cancer, So I'm just, it's me and the Lord. So I'm just having a lot of depression and loneliness. So if you could pray, that would be really great. Thank you.
Lord, we lift up Carrie to you, and she has a lot on her plate, and it's heavy. And so Lord, I just trust that you will carry her. To use her name as a verb, that you would carry. Lord, she has walked through cancer. I thank you for walking her through that journey. I am grieved that she's lost friends as a result of that. I pray that you would help all of us who have friends who are struggling or going through health crises, not to walk away from them, but to be connected to them and to continue to give even when it's hard or even when someone else can't give back. Lord, I pray a lifting over her depression. I pray that you would lift her and help her to, especially as she has gone through the holidays and now is facing a new year, that just the heaviness of that, the cold dampness of that would be lifted in Jesus' name. You would take the burden off her shoulder, that the darkness would be lifted and light would shine through. She feels alone, Lord, and I know that she knows you're with her, and so I'm really grateful for that. But I pray especially for her being estranged from her sisters, and her mom in the nursing home. And Lord, I pray for reconciliation. I pray boldly that you would allow a good conversation between all of those parties of surrender and humility and forgiveness and kindness and compassion. I also pray that you give her wisdom of when she should create boundaries and when she should walk away. And sometimes, Lord, you call us to stay in the hard stuff, and sometimes you say walk away for healing. And I don't pretend to know which the answer is, and it might be different for each sister, but Lord, just give her the wisdom that she needs of knowing when to engage and when it's too dangerous or painful for her to engage. Lord, we pray for her mom in the nursing home and pray that she would be safe from the virus. We pray that she would cling to you during this time of loneliness. And I pray for, again, just that raucous reconciliation, beautiful reconciliation. And I pray for my friend listening today who has an estranged relationship. Lord, only you can do this ministry of reconciliation. Show us what we need to do and we will do it. But sometimes it's not wholly up to us. We can do what we can do. And as far as it depends on us, we can live at peace with all men. But if another person does not want to reconcile with us, it's out of our hands. And so, Lord, teach us to be prayerful and patient and ready in case reconciliation comes our way. And may it be that we're not so bitter that when reconciliation knocks on our door, that we push it away. So, Lord, help us in that, I pray. And just be with Carrie today. And I pray that she would just know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you love her, that you're for her, and that you see her. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi. Please pray for my daughter and grandchildren, Amy Castleberry, and her children are Melissa, Clayton, and Elliot. They are in a custody battle with the ex-husband, and he's wanting to change the divorce decree and wants all three children. He has remarried and has a house, and he wants to take the children from Amy. She doesn't have money for the legal fees that are huge, and I just ask you to be with her, to have peace and to guide her, give her wisdom, give her favor, help her in everything as she makes decisions. Please be with her that she can make it through to the other side of these court cases having to do with custody battles. She wants the children desperately in her home and not in his home. Thank you for the prayer. This is Ruth Castleberry.
Lord, thank you for Ruth and for her request for her daughter. I pray for Ruth as she walks through this with her daughter and grandchildren, and I pray you be with her. I pray that that during this time of prayer that she would know that you are holding all of them in your hands. This is not her burden to carry, but it is the one that you will carry. I pray for Amy. I pray for her heart. I pray for provision for legal services. I pray that she would turn to you and be encouraged by you in the midst of this. I don't know what the outcome of this will be. I am not a prophet. I don't know those things, but I do know that you have a heart for moms. I do know you have a heart for families. And so I do pray for Melissa and Clayton and Elliot as they are probably just brokenhearted in the midst of this battle. I pray you would protect them. I pray that they would know you in the midst of this difficult, terrible time. And they would know that you are with them as they struggle. Nobody likes to be in between a mom and a dad, and how hard that must be. So I pray that also that there would be counseling available for them, and there would be people around them who love them, who are willing to listen to what they're walking through, because it's just got to be very hard. And so, Lord, just be tender in this entire situation. Be so, so near. carry the weight of this family and bless Amy with your presence in a way that is tangible and she knows that you're with her. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please pray for my situation with this awful, awful divorce that I'm going through after 36 years and family. And my husband just decided to take on somebody new that's the age of his youngest daughter. And it's been a while now, but I'm still devastated that God will give me peace through this. And that Lord will be, keep my anxiety. Let me cast my anxiety and fear on him. And that you will help David on my attorney. My attorney seems to be dragging their feet and costing me a fortune. That God will intervene in that and make things happen. I pray for direction in my life. I've always been a stay-at-home mom. I'm 65. No real education. Just direction and a good job or something. And just fairness in the settlement, Lord. That he will provide, protect, and promise. And then I will stay walking with the Lord. Thank you.
Oh, dear Jesus, I weep alongside. I can hear the heartache in her voice. And what a devastation it must be to have been married for 36 years and to have a husband abandon her to someone younger. So, Lord, I can't touch that betrayal. I know that it's so deep and it's heartbreaking. And so, Lord, I know you can. I can lift up this dear woman who loves you, and I can lift her up to you, and you can carry her through this. I do pray for financial help. I do pray that the attorney wouldn't take it slow, but get this done. I pray for provision. I pray that this would be finished so that she could move on. But Lord, I sense this hesitancy of just being 65 years old and needing a job and direction and all of that, and just all of that in the midst of the devastation and the grief is just so heavy. So Lord, I pray, Father, that you would show her not only your favor, and that not only would you carry her burden, but that you would open her eyes to potential employment and help her to find a job that brings her joy and provides for her and also provides other people around her who will also love her and carry this burden. Lord, you are so good to do this. And I pray for all those out there, and it seems like this month's theme has been divorce. I pray for all of those who have been walking through the devastation of the betrayal and the betrayal trauma that happens after divorce. This is a heavy, heavy grief. And Lord, I wish I could take it all away, but I do know that you do create beauty out of ashes. I know that you shed your shiniest light in the darkest places. And so I entrust this beautiful woman to you, and I entrust her to your service. Help her to know that you are not finished with her, that you have ministry for her to do, and that this misery that she has gone through may end up becoming part of how she will help other people and build your kingdom. But Lord, right now, she's just in grief. So weep alongside her and be with her, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, it's me again, Sarah from Belgium, and I want to thank you for praying for me for the last time, and I hope that God will continue to bless you. My prayer request again for my exams. I've started my exams, and I've already done 4 out of them, and remaining 6 now, and I would like you to pray that I will have the concentration to keep striving for my exams and to keep having the motivation to study for them and the determination. And I would like you to pray for the coronavirus around the world, that a decision will be made and a solution will be found to stop this these difficult moments. God bless you.
Jesus, it's lovely to have a repeat person ask for prayer. So thank you so much for Sarah in Belgium and for her desire to just come back and praise your name for answered prayers. It reminds me of that story of the 10 lepers who were cleansed and only one came back to praise God. And so I thank you for her tenacity and her willingness to praise you for what you have done. And help us to be more like Sarah. Help us to, instead of wallow in the mess, which all of us can do and I do all the time, to stop, take a moment, and to bless you and praise you for what you have done. Help us to be grateful, Lord, for what you have done and how you have answered prayers. Lord, I pray you give Sarah concentration as she takes her next exams and as she studies. Help her to have focus, and I pray for success as she takes those exams and especially as she moves towards her goals in her life. I pray that she would hear your voice and sense what you are calling her to, and that she would be brave in walking into that calling, no matter what it may be. Lord, I pray for those listening today for the exact same thing. I pray maybe you have been bothering some people about stepping out in faith into a new venture, and it's scary. Lord, give them the gumption and the bravery to say yes to you and to trust you even when we cannot see what the end is. Lord, thank you for Sarah. Thank you for new life. Thank you for answering prayers. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, Mary. This is Latifah Sparks from Valparaiso, Indiana. I come to you seeking prayer for me to get closer back to God. I've strayed away for maybe 2 or 3 years, and I just don't feel no hope, no joy to get back up, to pray, to read God's word, to fast. I just haven't been feeling like doing any of those things, and I just don't know why I can't get up and just pray every morning when I get up, or in the night pray. I don't understand why I can't read the word. And also fast. And I'm just having a really hard time of getting back to God. I did start Bible study maybe 3 weeks ago. It's with this app called Meetup, and I do it every Monday, and I'm just trying to, you know, find things to get back to God, as well as even if I can find on Meetup someone to read with me on Zoom every day the Bible day and night and pray would help me to go forth. But I know only God can change me and help me to get back on the path of righteousness. And I'm not going to say that I'm not filled with sin, but I know that it's something inside that's stopping me from going forth with God. And I pray that God will reveal to me what is holding me back, what is stopping me from the purpose that He has for me and the things that He has for me to do for everybody else. So I don't know if I'm scared to go forth, or I just have no idea. But I thank you, Mary, so much. Your prayers have been a blessing to me. I do look at them every Monday, and I just want to say I thank you and I appreciate you for praying for me. And I pray that you have a blessed day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Lord Jesus, thank you so much for Latifa, and thank you for her desire to come back or to experience you afresh. Lord, I pray right now for a beautiful revival in her heart, that you would waken her, wake her up from her spiritual sleep, and help her to know that there is nothing that can separate her from your love, not life nor death, nothing, 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 heights, widths, none of it. She can be in the moment right now as I'm praying this, and even before and after, she has that opportunity to be made right with you in just a little millisecond. And so I thank you for that. Lord, if there's anything hanging over her that's not from you, but is from the enemy of her soul, I pray that she would discern the lies that she has been listening to, and that you would speak truth over her, and she would begin to retrain her mind in the truth. Thank you so much that she's beginning to read the Bible again and experiencing you through the scriptures. And Lord, I know I've had many times where I felt like I've been in a slump, and thank you for her willingness to say that she's in one. And I pray for all of my listeners out there today. I think through this year, it's been a rough last year of 2020. And many of us have had some spiritual lethargy. Many of us have walked through depression and anxiety and stress and all of those things. And we have felt far from you because it's just been a long slog. So Lord, as we begin this new year, we pray for personal revival. I of course pray it for Latifa. I pray it for my own heart. I pray it for every single person listening out there. You are for us, not against us. You are with us, Lord. You are in us. You are in us, the hope of glory. And so we are set apart. We are adopted into your family through the blood of Jesus Christ. There's nothing that we could do to earn this salvation. It is a gift from you, and you have prepared really great things for us to walk into. We just need to walk in them. We need your strength. Lord, we choose to glory in our weakness and thank you for our weaknesses. And so I thank you for Latifa's weaknesses. Because in those places of desperation and weakness, that's where we find your strength. Because when we're broken, we reach to you. When we're all together and fine, we tend to just live our lives without you. So we thank you for the trials. We thank you for the tribulations. We thank you for weaknesses, insults, distresses, persecutions, difficulties for your sake. Because when we are weak, then we are strong. Lord Jesus, I pray for a revival over this nation that I live in and the nations of the world, the whole wide world. I pray that during this time of COVID and gosh, Lord, I just pray for a resolution to that problem as Sarah asked from Belgium. And so I pray that you would resolve that. But I pray too that we would gain and glean every lesson that you have for us from this year of being apart from people. Lord, I don't want to waste a minute of it. I want to grow as much as possible. And I just thank you so much for the sanctification journey that it's, yes, it's up, it's down. We fall down, we get back up. We fall down, we get back up. But you are for us. You love us. You will be with us. And as I pray this, I pray also for William, who does the engineering for Pray Every Day. And I know he's had some health struggles, just really big ones over the past couple years. And I am so humbled and grateful for his tenacity and his perseverance. And I pray a special blessing over him as I finish this prayer today, that you would heal him, that he would not be discouraged or dismayed, but that you would be with him wherever he goes. He would find strength in you. Lord Jesus, we all are longing for your presence. We all are longing to know that you love us and see us, and that you're a good parent who loves his kids. Sometimes you discipline us because it said, the word of God says you discipline those you love. And so, Lord, we bend under that discipline. We bow into it. We surrender underneath it. And we ask fervently that you would discipline us for our good, so that we could see you more clearly and shine all the more for a dying world that desperately needs to know that you are on the throne. Lord, I lift up those who are suicidal today, who are just ready to throw in the towel. And it may not be that they have a plan and they want to, but just that they have that kind of despair that comes from thinking their lives are not going the way they want them to, or just having loss upon loss upon loss. And Lord, I pray through the power of the Holy Spirit, who works mightily within me and within them, that you would stir them back up to want to live. Stir them through the power of the Holy Spirit to realize that they have an important role to play on this planet in your kingdom, and that you will be with them even in the pain. Lord, help us to live for those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Help us to be faithful in little so that we can be entrusted with much. Help us to walk with faith in you this year, to trust you for the next steps, to not give in to fretting and worrying and panic and stress and all of those things. And Lord, I've done them all, so I just confess them again to you. But Lord, I pray this year I would be more quick to trust and have faith than to question and walk away. And I pray that for all those listening today, that we'd be more quick to have faith, more quick to trust you, instead of defaulting to complaining and despairing. Lord, I'm reading through the Old Testament again very rapidly, and I see the nation of Israel, and I see how, oh my goodness, they grumbled in their tents, was the phraseology used in the New Living Translation. Lord, we do not want to grumble in our tents anymore. We want to have eyes of faith. We want to be able to be like Peter as he jumped out onto the water and then he started sinking. So we don't want to be like that. We want to keep our eyes on you. But I thank you so much that even though Peter started sinking, you didn't chastise him for that and let him drown. No, you grabbed his hand and he pulled him up. So you are just asking us to take a little leap out of the boat. Everything else is in your hands. And so, Lord, help us to leap. Revive our hearts, O Lord. Break up our fallow ground. It's time for our soil to be ready so you can plant good seeds in there and there will be a harvest. I pray for a harvest twofold, threefold, all the way up to tenfold, that this would be a year of reaping all of the fruit of all of that hard work in the desert or hard work in the winter, or the things that are unseen that we never have seen the answer to, Lord. I thank you that there will be fruit. I thank you and I trust you that there will be, in the hard, dark times of 2020, would be the seed bed of opportunity and growth and power, all through the power of your holy name and for your glory alone. Lord, this is for you. This is not for me. Anything good that comes out of my life or our lives, we attribute back to you, because you are the one who rescued us. You are the one who noticed us in our pain and our sorrow and our sin, and you rescued us and you set us free. Just like in the Exodus, we have been enslaved by sin, by the nation of Egypt, so to speak, and now we have been taken into the promised land of freedom and a land flowing with milk and honey. So I fervently pray 2021 for all those listening today would be a year of fruit and harvest, Lord. And we do pray that you would send workers into this harvest, because the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So we pray to you, Lord of the harvest, to send more workers. And if it be your will, may it be us. May we be those workers that are sent into your harvest. Lord, you are good. You are still on the throne. Yes, economics can fall. Yes, there can be pestilence in the land. Yes, nation can rise up against nation. But we will not be moved, because we stand upon the rock of our salvation that cannot be moved. It is an ever-fixed point. And we do not need to be shaken, because we are with you. We stand upon you, and you are the one who never changes. I thank you for that so much. And I thank you for the privilege it is every single day to pray for people all around the world. Lord, I am deeply humbled and grateful for that. And I thank you that you are a God who answers prayer. And so I pray all of those unspoken prayer requests right now. I just pray right now, Lord Jesus, that you would answer those prayers. I pray this in Jesus, your beautiful, powerful, wonderful, amazing, lovely name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day or listening to the prayer episode. And if it encouraged you, would you send it on to somebody who needs it? You can find the episode on prayeveryday.show. And I would really appreciate you sharing it with someone who maybe needs to know they're being prayed for today. I pray you're encouraged, and I thank you for tuning in and really valuing prayer this year. You're going to start 2021 off with joy. That's my prayer for you.